I salute our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you're about to listen to a message by Pastor Prince Laye. Pastor Prince Laye is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Father, your word is already anointed. Anoint these lips of clay. Ordain your words in my mouth. Pray that, Lord, as I speak forth your word, destinies shall be transformed. Lives shall be transformed. Miracles shall happen to your people in Jesus' precious name. Let's all shout an amen.
Amen.
Put your two hands together for the Lord. Celebrate the Lord. Celebrate the presence of the Lord. Welcome someone on your left and your right. Sit back your seat. Welcome the person to the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to announce to someone by your side, your life will never remain the same. You are being a prophet to the person this morning. Tell the person, my brother, your life will never remain the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus. Since we stepped into this year, we've been looking at the subject supernatural increase. And this morning, we're going to continue to talk in that light, supernatural increase. Amen. Put your two hands together for the Lord. Celebrate the title. Celebrate. Amen. Celebrate. We have explained so much about it, and we have said that supernatural increase simply has to do with becoming larger, bigger, greater in size or quantity beyond the usual or beyond the logical explanation or beyond the usual expectation. When the Lord Himself, by a supernatural act or by a divine act, gives you what is beyond what you could have had naturally. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
This year, may the Lord give you what your strength cannot fetch you. I said, may the Lord give you what your ability cannot get you.
Amen.
May the Lord Himself multiply you in every way.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen?
Put your two hands together for Jesus. So we saw it in the life of Abraham that the Lord blessed and increased him. We saw in the life of Isaac that the Lord blessed and increased him. We saw in the life of Jacob when he was serving Laban that the Lord increased him. And even after he left Laban, the Lord increased them. We also saw in the life of Israel as a people that the Lord increased them, the Lord blessed them and caused them to abound. We also saw in the life of Elijah how God used Elijah to multiply the flour and the oil for the widow. We also saw in the life in the ministry of Elisha how God used Elisha to multiply oil so that the widow would sell and be able to pay her debt. We also saw finally in the life of Jesus how he multiplied the 5 loaves of bread. How he multiplied the 5 loaves of bread. And so it's a reality. Supernatural increase is a reality that has happened. And I've showed you through scriptures people who have enjoyed it. And whatever God can do for someone, he can equally do it for you. You didn't hear him. I said, whatever God can do for someone, that same God can do it for you.
Amen.
So my prayer for you 2020 is that you will record your own testimony of supernatural increase.
Amen.
You didn't hear what I just said. I said in the year 2020, forget about what he has done for people. May he do some for you.
Amen.
May you have your own record of a miracle.
Amen.
Shout aloud and say amen and clap your two hands together for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning I'm talking to you about the master keys to walking in the realm of supernatural increase. The master keys to walking in the realm of supernatural increase. Hallelujah. Amen. Take your seat. That means that for you to see supernatural increase in your life, or for you to walk in this thing we call supernatural increase, there are some keys. There are some keys to unlocking that realm, that door, that gate, for you to be able to possess it. Say, Ebeya, ubetimi, e receive supernatural increase. Say, Nami, e shrau, nawa dore, nawa increase, nawa ye bebre, wo usika se muni wa bravo no spiritual life. You need something to do. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. We are reading. Can we all read together? Matthew 16, verse 19. We are reading. One go. He said, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth is already bound in heaven. He says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. That means that in the kingdom of God, we don't operate with one key. We operate with keys. There are keys for different doors. Just like when you enter into a mansion, there are several doors that require several keys. If you have the door to the hall, you may only access the hall and you cannot access the bedroom. You will need the door for the bedroom. So in this kingdom, you may have one key for something. It does not necessarily mean that you can access other things in the Lord, or you can benefit from other blessings. But if you are able to lay hold on the right key that you need for that particular miracle or blessing that you are looking for, then it will become a possibility for you. So my duty here this morning is to reveal to you some of the keys that can make you access the realm of supernatural increase. Can I have an amen? Put your two hands together for the Lord. Amen. In John chapter 8 verse 32, Jesus speaking about freedom, he says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And in Luke 11, 52, he spoke to the Pharisees. He said, woe unto you, Pharisees, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. That means that for you to be able to access freedom in this kingdom, then you need a key called the key of knowledge. And that is why he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth shall make you free. So the key you have is what determines the room you can enter. Do you hear what I'm saying? The key you have is what determines the room you can enter. You can enter into a car garage and maybe a fleet of cars, several cars parked there. But the key you have is what to determine the car you can drive. So we are all Christians, but we all don't have the same keys. And that is why we all don't have the same testimonies. That is why pastor will preach about something, it will profit one. Bible says the same truth was preached to them as it has been preached to us, but they did not mix it with faith, hence it profit them not. I pray that this morning you will receive the keys. I said you will receive the keys so that you can walk in the realm of supernatural increase. You see, I don't want you to end this year 2020 and whilst others are celebrating the Lord for his increase, you are sitting and you can't relate to what they are saying because you didn't experience it in the year. My prayer for you is that you will also know what it takes to experience that increase this morning. Amen. So number one, the master key of obedience. The master key of obedience. You have to understand that your discovery of the mysteries in this kingdom is what will put you in command, or it will bring you into mastery in the kingdom. If you understand the thing that I'm going to talk to you about, it will make you take command of issues in this kingdom, and you'll be able to benefit. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22 concerning obedience, the master key of obedience. The master key of obedience say ubediye ewa afi we mu a unya say ubeye asutre. Amen. Oh, amen. Unya say ubeye asutre obi a otie na oye asutie. Amen. You need to have the master key of obedience if you want to walk in the realm of supernatural increase. 1 Samuel 15:22. Then someone said, does the Lord take pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord. Look, to obey is better than sacrifice. To pay attention is better than the fat of rams. Tell someone to obey is better than your sacrifice. Tell another to obey is better than your offerings. To obey is always better. To obey little things is better than sacrificing big things. To obey little things is better than sacrificing big things. You can imagine your boss at your workplace gives you a job and just tells you, oh, deliver this document to brother so so and so. And then instead of simply delivering the document, you see that, oh, maybe the document is, and you take the document somewhere, you are trying to go and change the covering and try to do several things and put it in so a more better way. By the time you realize you have missed the simple obedience, you got there and the person is gone. And you come back and your boss asks, ah, why didn't you deliver it on time? So, hey, I saw that, so I wanted to go and do this, I wanted to go and do that, I wanted to go and do this. You see, and you even incurred a lot of energy, you spent a lot of energy, you incurred cost to put it in a better shape. But you simply didn't listen to the instruction. The instruction is, go and give it to sister so and so, go and give it to brother so and so. It's as simple as that. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm saying. Sometimes you try to sacrifice big things. But it is not the sacrifice of big things that God is looking for. It is the obedience of smaller things. Yeah? The obedience of smaller things. This year 2020, if you are going to see supernatural increase and the glory of God, you must learn to obey every instruction from the Lord. You must learn to obey. You must decide that this year, may I switch it? Say, person who nyam yenyo nyam this year. Say, what Jesus ube tye na waye. Niya nyam ebe se ubiya. Decide that you will listen and you are going to obey. For to obey is better than to sacrifice. Now, I want you to tell someone that to obey God is better than to try to understand God. Did you hear what I said? To obey God is better than trying to understand God. The Bible didn't ask us to understand God. The Bible only asks us to obey God. You may not understand the instruction God is giving you, but you must just obey it. Don't try to understand everything God asks you to do in the year 2020. Because some of the things God will ask you to do, they are beyond your ability to understand. They are beyond your comprehension. They are beyond your sense knowledge. And so you will not be able to understand. But only obey. Don't try to understand. The Bible tells us that His ways are higher than our ways. And His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So what you can think about and understand is far lower than what He thinks about and understands. So if you are trying to understand Him before you obey, you will not obey at all. Are you listening to me? If you are trying to understand God before you obey God, then it means you may never obey God. Because most of the things God will ask you to do, they are beyond your understanding. They are beyond your comprehension. Can I have an amen in the house? Isaiah 55 verse 9 tells us that if it always makes sense, my dear, it may not be God. And if it must always make sense, then it is not obedience. I take it again. If it always makes sense, it may not be God. And it must always make sense, then it might not be God. Amen. If it always makes sense, it may not be God. And if it must always make sense, then it is not obedience. If I instruct you and I must make sense before you do it, you are not obedient. Say yes, shall say ye bibi. Now say Jesus when ya see no un yet da Jesus Nipano Ache Wumun Yentia Yes Koda. You've instructed your child, go and sleep. And your child says, give me 6 reasons why I should go and sleep. What a child. Give me 6 reasons. Convince me why I should go to school. It is not obedience. Obedience happens even when you don't understand. If it always makes sense, it may not be God. And if it must always make sense, then it is not obedience. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Let's read it. And it will be, if you shall listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. High. He says, this year the Lord is going to set some people on high. But those people, they will have to be in the category of those who have set themselves to obey. He says, if you will listen to the Lord your God. Tell someone, if you will listen. See, this year, God is going to tell you a lot of things. Because God has plans for you. But if you will listen to the Lord your God, then your Lord your God is going to set you on high and cause you to experience increase in everything about your life. But you must first obey. You must first listen. That is how important obedience is. This year, may the Lord surprise you with increase. I said, may the Lord surprise you with increase. If only you will be committed to obeying God, even when you don't understand Him, you will find yourself walking in the realm of supernatural increase. Listen to me. The instruction or command of the Lord or from the servants of God may not necessarily agree with your principles, with your way of thinking, with your standards, sometimes with your values. It may not agree with it, yet you must obey. I don't know why I'm saying this, but there are some of you that the Lord is set to take you places. But you must obey certain instructions He's going to give you this year. And that's why He's repeating it to us. Hear me and hear me well. Certain instructions that are going to come from God to you will not agree to your values. Certain instructions that are going to come from the man of God, representative of God to you, may not make sense. But if you will be committed to the instructions, even though it doesn't agree to your values, or it doesn't agree to your way of life, or it doesn't agree to the way you think, it may be senseless, as you may put it. But if you will be committed to the senseless instructions of God, or from your man of God, you will profit in this year 2020. Am I speaking to someone here at all? Hallelujah. Luke chapter 5, verse 4. Let's look at how Jesus surprised Peter. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch. Amen. Amen. Jesus, after using the boat that belongs to Simon, now came to Simon and told Simon, go. That was in the morning, not evening. And if you know a little about fishing, when do they really go for fishing? At night. In the mornings when you go to the seashore, they are washing their nets. It's like work done. They are now preparing to go home to go and sleep and prepare for the evening. No experienced fisherman fishes in the morning. They go into the deep in the evening. So for Jesus to speak to Peter, a fisherman, that go and cast the nets in the morning, it was not something that agrees with the principle of fishing, with the principles of deep sea fishing. So you see, you will not understand. But to Peter, someone who is born and raised a fisherman, even older than Jesus, who doesn't come close to fishing, but is a carpenter with a carpenter as a father, you are not the one to advise me to go for fishing in the morning. What do you know about fishing? So I may not be a politician like you. I may not be into the health sector like you. I may not be a businessman like you. I may simply be a man of God. But maybe the instruction I'm going to give you this year, or the word of God that is going to come through me to you may not make sense. It may not agree with your business strategies. But if you will listen to it, you will end up profiting. Am I speaking? Oh, am I speaking? So it did not make sense to Peter. But the Bible says in verse 6, and when they had done this, they caught a great number of fishes, and their net was breaking. When they had done this, Jesus said, go and cast your net in the morning. And Peter said, it is not a good strategy you are using, but because you have spoken, just because you have instructed, just because the man of God has spoken, just because my prophet has spoken, just because God has spoken, even though I didn't have plans of going into this business, just because my man of God has said, I should enter into this. You see, that obedience can fetch you supernatural increase in this year. May you walk in increase. I said, may you walk in increase. Amen. Clap your two hands if you understand. You see, you have to understand that the problem of many Christians is that they want to obey God, but they don't want to obey the man of God. That's the problem of a lot of Christians, especially in Ghana. Sorry for me to say, but in Ghana here. You see, in Ghana here, when you study, you realize that a lot of Christians don't really see some level of testimonies or miracles in Ghana, unlike another country like Nigeria. Not because they are more anointed than the men of God. In fact, men of God in Ghana, when they go to Nigeria, the records they come back with, the testimonies they come back with. But the issue is that, you see, the Nigerian Christian is ready to take the instructions and the word from the mouth of his prophet as it is. Just like the Bible said, believe in his prophet, you shall prosper. They, as for them, that's where they are. And so when the man of God instructs, they are acting on it, whether it makes sense or not. And so every Sunday, they have long queues of testimonies. But in Ghana here, by the time God has spoken through a man of God to the children of God, they are rationalizing. They are calculating. Oh, check it. If I'm lying, go and study them. You will see that they are very, very committed to their instructors. Even in Ghana, people who are doing blood money compare their success to Nigeria, people who are doing blood money. Because in Ghana, even when the juju man tells him, don't do this, he will go and do it small. I get what I'm saying. You see, so our level of obedience and faith in our men of God is lower. And that is why we don't see a lot of testimonies. Jesus went to a place, the Bible said that he could not do any. Not that he will not. He could not. Could mean that he had the desire to do it. But the system, Bible said, for the people did not believe. They said, is this not a carpenter's son? Amen. So it makes all the difference. It doesn't matter who the servant of God is. It makes the difference. If you can believe in the word that will be spoken from this pulpit this year. So do you share a sermon? Nyankupo meka anam o pastor so answer through this pulpit into your life, and you will begin to act on it. By the time 2020 ends, you will end with increase. I said you will end with increase. There are 30 people here that are going to leave this place to walk in a supernatural increase. Receive that blessing in the name of Jesus. Your rejection of the sent one is indirectly a rejection of the sender. Your rejection, Jesus said that whoever received me receives he who sent me. So your rejection of the word from your prophet is a rejection of the word from God. That's how serious it is. Are you listening? Oh, are you listening? 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe in the Lord your God, so you shall be established. Believe in his prophet, so shall you prosper. John 14:1. Jesus tells them, believe in God and believe also in me. Why? Because he was the man amongst them. So they can easily, they will easily believe in God. But to believe he in the man, Jesus, will be a big issue.
So he told them, believe in God, believe also in me. So this year, 2020, rescue, if you are going to benefit from my ministry, believe in God and believe also in me. Have I made an error? Have I asked too much? Believe in God, believe also in your man of God. Because God will use your man of God to be a blessing to you. Clap your two hands if you understand. Now write this down. The mystery of obedience is that it's a function of your faith. The mystery of obedience is this. It is a function of your faith. What I mean is here. Are you listening to me? If your mother instructs you, your father instructs you, the one you are likely to listen to is the one you believe will do something about the situation. If you know your father will never help you, and your father says, okay, come and see me 2 o'clock, and your mother tells you, come and see me 2 o'clock, and you have to decide where to go, you will go to where you believe will come. So you see, your obedience is a function of your faith or your belief. So how well you obey someone shows the level of faith you have in the ministry of the person. Are you hearing me? That is why I'm saying that this year, if you will be able to obey the instructions that God is going to give you through the servant of God, then God is going to increase you supernaturally, like he did for Peter and the rest of the people. Amen. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. So except contrary to scriptures, you must of a necessity obey every single instruction of your pastor. Unless contrary to scriptures, unless what he's saying is not scriptural, or it's not, or it's against biblical doctrines or sound biblical teachings, you have no need to obey. But as long as it's in line with scripture, I didn't say it's in line with your mathematics. I didn't say it's in line with your business tactics. I didn't say it's in line with all the things in the world. If it's in line with scriptural teachings, then you can rely and apply your faith, and you are going to benefit. Can I have an amen? Amen. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 10. Let's be quick. 1 Kings 17 verse 10. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. Now this Elijah, you all know the story. Gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. Wow. Now see, this is Elijah, a man. Bible says he's a man subject to like passion. That's a man like you and I, who can sleep, who can wake up, who can have hunger. And he was hungry and he wanted to eat food. So he found this widow that the Lord directed him to. And the Lord, you see, the Lord didn't speak to the widow. The Lord only spoke to Elijah, that go. So the widow was not prepared for the visitation of Elijah, the pastor. Amen. So Pastor Elijah went to this widow and told the widow, bring me a little cup of water or little water. Bring me water. And the Bible says that the widow went to go and fetch the water. As he saw that the widow was going, then the next instruction came. Said, now bring me food. What does that tell us? It means that don't waste your time instructing someone who do not listen to your small, small, small instructions, because the person will not listen to the big ones. That is why, as a pastor, there are a lot of people I don't really talk about their issues. I will not call them and say that, no, don't get into this. It won't help you. Why? Because I know that the little thing that I even say, they don't listen. But you see, there are other people that when they are making decisions, you can make contributions. You can instruct them to do this, to do this, to do that. And you know they will obey because they listen to small, small things. So your disobedience to the small, small instructions from your man of God is what will stop further instructions from coming. When you not obey the Holy Spirit with small, small things, he will stop talking to you. That's the principle here. So when he saw that the woman was going for the water, as for water, it doesn't really cost. So the woman could afford water. So as the woman was going for the water, then they had that instruction now came. Said, now bring the food. And you see, and the food left there was just flour and oil that they were going to prepare to eat and to die. You know the rest of the story. But when the woman told Elijah that I wish to obey this one also, but we have only flour and a little oil, then the Bible says that, and Elijah said, ah, I understand what you are saying, but go and prepare first for me, and then the rest you can share with us. But as long as my God lives, this flour and this oil will increase, it will multiply, it will not get finished. And the Bible says that when the woman obeyed, but listen, does it make sense? You are a man. I'm an old widow with my little boy, and we are going to eat the last meal. He said we should prepare half for you, and afterwards now come and prepare. You see, it sounds like you are very, very some way, like you're a wicked prophet. I get what I'm trying to say. It doesn't make sense. We have only one bowl. We are going to share and then we will die. And you say we should, out of the one bowl, we should prepare some for you. But the Bible says that the woman believed in the word of the prophet, the man of God, and prepared it for the man of God. And after she obeyed, the Bible says that the flour never got finished. I pray that your obedience this year will bring you increase. I said your obedience will bring you increase. I said your obedience will bring you increase. Tell the one by you, obey to increase. Hallelujah. In verse 4, you saw what happened. That God even instructed Elijah that he should also, for him to also survive, he should go to a widow to feed him. How will God, if God is leading you for you to be fed, he should lead you to the palace. He should lead you to a good place. He leads us besides still waters, not dry waters. But this time around, the instruction that came to the prophet is that go to a widow. Unlikely places. This year, God will be leading you to certain people. Don't look at their appearance. You see, this year, God will be leading you to certain companies. Don't use your physical eyes. This year, God will be leading you to certain places, certain customers, certain people. Don't be watching them with your physical eye. Just obey the voice of the Spirit. And as you obey, you overcome. I see you increasing. I see you increasing. So senseless obedience to Pastor Elijah is what created that miracle. Now, when you see the story of Jesus, how did Jesus increase the wine? It came by senseless obedience. Mary told the people, whatever he will tell you to do, do it. Amen. John chapter 2. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Because whatever he's going to say may not sound okay. But that is what Mary told the people. And lo and behold, when Jesus came, instead of instructing them to go and look for the nearest wine, or instructing them to bring some, okay, let's bring this ingredients to prepare squash or to prepare something sweet, he rather told them that go and fetch water and start serving the water. Does it make sense? It's a senseless obedience. And the Bible says that everybody seated did not know what was being brought, but the servants, they knew what they were carrying. They knew they were carrying water. Now, if I give you such an instruction, will you obey? In your wedding day, and I've come for your wedding, Pastor Prince, and I'm with some of my disciples, and you come to tell me, oh, daddy, we have run short of this, that, and so. Is that so? Okay, so you need more drinks. All right. Where is the nearest pure water? Bring some sachet. Pour it into the glass. Pour it and start sharing. You look at me in some way. No. This one. Yeah. You will not do it. Will you do it? No. So Peter, put yourself in the scripture and you understand what it took for them to obey. But they remember the instruction that Mary gave them. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Because you see, this Mary knows the son. Maybe as he was growing up, he was working small miracles in the kitchen. You see, so maybe he's been working small miracles at home. And some of the things, they don't make sense. And so she warned them ahead of time. whatsoever he tells you to do, just do it. This year, tell somebody, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Oh, I say, tell someone. Don't sit down like that. Tell someone. Amen. Adia obeka chira o se ye bia no. Ye. Nyansa ni mu, but ye. Do it. Amen. And as you go to do it, may you begin to increase. May you begin to increase. So that happened in John 2 verse 3. Now, in the life of Pastor Elisha, in Elisha, we saw how he also increased the oil. All the miracle, it just happened by obedience. Just told the woman, go and take vessels and start pouring from the small bottle. Start pouring into big bottle. And the woman didn't argue. The woman went to do it, and it brought the miracle. So you realize that obedience to senseless instructions from even men of God and God can cause you to walk in increase. That's why this year, I don't want you to miss your miracle. But this year, I may be standing here and God will use me to release some kind of directions and some kind of things to you for you to go out there to go and begin to practice them. If only you will give your heart to what God is going to instruct you to do, you will begin to walk in that increase. Hallelujah. Put your two hands together for Jesus. Number two, an attitude of thanksgiving. The master key of thanksgiving. You need an attitude of thanksgiving. We are looking at the master keys that will make us walk in increase. Thanksgiving. I said that this year, I will say, for the little he has given you. If you want to see more, you have to give God thanks. You have to first acknowledge God for the little in your hands. You have to first acknowledge God. This year, she has said, Ube who say, at least Ube Minishika, Namiama Bibika Kra. You are complaining that you don't have your kitchen filled with groceries and whatever. But at least you have two cities to buy food. What about the other person who doesn't even have two cities to buy? You are complaining you need rent. You need rent. At least you have somewhere to lay your head. There's someone on the road. Street sleeping by the roadside. You are complaining that your salary is not good. Your salary is not good. Your salary is not when you take your transportation out, it's finished. Yes, I know it's not the best, but there is someone who, after completion,